This is MFR News with a special investigation into drugs and Highland schools. In a moment, you'll be hearing from mums who claim their daughters have been offered drugs at an Inverness school.
She'd been surrounded by a crowd of children and then offered drugs. So we then reported it to the school.
They call for urgent action after an alleged drugs-related incident leading to a Millburn Academy schoolgirl being hospitalised.
Police need to go in and there needs to be a search done. There needs to be, if you like, a drugs raid at the school. They need to go in all the lockers and things like that.
We'll be hearing from Highland Council, who we ask, is there a drugs problem in our schools?
I don't think it is a problem in Highland schools in that it's not something that's rife and is being dealt with all the time.
If you don't agree with that, maybe you'll agree with some of your Facebook comments we'll read out. We put your questions to the council official, but we won't hear the Inverness MP in our MFR News drugs debate. Danny Alexander's refused our invitation for an interview, but his office has forwarded us a comment. You can read it on our website. I'm Brian Rutherford. Let's start with a look back on what's led to this MFR News special report. On Friday, an Inverness schoolgirl was taken to hospital. MFR understands the 14-year-old took drugs at Millburn Academy's gate, though she was off-site. But it led to a mum speaking out, making allegations that drugs were offered to her daughter last year, inside the school.
A girl in the crowd had taken out a package. My children have a zero tolerance of drugs. We've moved away from a drug-surrounded area. She was just quite frightened.
The mother, who wants to remain anonymous, was joined by another mum later on Tuesday. We've disguised her voice at her request.
About 6 months ago, a boy approached her in school and he offered her cannabis. There was also her friends were offered drugs.
Kerry Smith used social media to thank MFR News. She posted on Facebook that our news coverage was good for giving parents an easy way to bring up a subject that they might otherwise not feel comfortable talking to their kids about. And a lot of you had questions that you wanted answered. Well, on the MFR Facebook page, MFR News has been taking questions from concerned parents. We've got Highland Council in our studio. Tell us who you are and what you do.
My name is Kath King. I'm Highland Council's Health Improvement Policy Manager. I work in the new Care and Learning Service, which is a merge of what was Health and Social Care, which most people know as Social Work, and the Education Service.
Martin Persifer on our Facebook wants you to tell him what measures are already in place to protect children from drugs.
We have quite a programme of teacher training on prevention and education in place because we're very aware that it's a difficult subject for people to talk about. It's ever-changing and I think people have lots of anxieties about that. So we're really trying to help people to signpost young people to the right places. We also are involved in events like Safe Highlander, which runs every year, that has a set on substance misuse and that manages to reach every primary seven pupil in the Highland area. We're involved in events like the Rock Challenge, which I'm sure Murray Firth Radio have had some coverage of, which, although it's a fun event about making music, it also gets a message across about substance misuse. We also circulate and update on a regular basis fact sheets about issues that are emerging, like new psychoactive substances, which many people will know as legal highs. So that's that side of it. When something occurs, our youth action team is very proactive at going in and working with schools to support PSE classes, supporting guidance staff, and also sometimes running events in schools like evenings where parents and pupils can come along. And they'll do that in partnership with many, many other organisations.
Thanks, Kath. But Martin also says that according to recent reports, those measures that you've just been speaking about aren't working. Do you agree with that?
I'm really not sure. We do carry out a lifestyle survey with our primary seven, secondary two and secondary four pupils. And that's been carried out from 2009. And that is actually showing us a very encouraging downward trend in pupils' self-reported use of substances. However, we do know that young people will want to experiment. And we need to make sure that they are given the advice and the awareness of how not to do that.
Now, we're not just talking about illegal substances, though. Angela McGregor asks on the MFR Facebook page, what is being done to educate kids on the dangers of legal highs?
Well, firstly, I would really want to stress that we don't like calling them legal highs. The reason for that is that the word legal, I think, does imply to young people that there's something okay about using them, whereas in actual fact they're very, very dangerous. We don't know where they come from, we don't know what's in them, they're not regulated, and they're probably one of the most dangerous substances around, just because of that uncertainty. We have circulated a fact sheet, and we know that guidance staff are very proactive at using that in their in PSE classes, etc.
So we've talked about the work you're doing to raise awareness. The other approach authorities are taking is responding to reports of alleged drug use or drug dealing. How does that work exactly?
We have a very strong partnership in Highland. We have the Highland Alcohol and Drug Partnership, which involves Police Scotland and the Council and a variety of other organisations. And we mustn't forget the third sector in this. The third sector are very, very strong in working to tackle drugs. So the prevention side links very closely into the detection side. And I would really want to be saying to anybody who's concerned about any drugs or if they know anything that's around to contact the police on 101, or if you don't feel comfortable with doing that, contact Crime Stoppers on 0800 555 111.
Thanks, Kath. Part of our news coverage has uncovered what, according to parents who've come forward and spoken out, is a culture of schools distancing themselves from allegations or not actually investigating claims to the parents' satisfaction. On the MFR Facebook page, Audrey Graham suggests that ignoring the problem makes it easier for dealers and the problem gets worse. And Kerry Smith suggests that the lead that MFR News has taken in uncovering the issue is helping people to talk about it. Kath, are we talking enough about drugs?
Well, as a society, I think we probably do need to talk about them more, and I think that all parents should be talking to their young people and opening that door to that dialogue. That's really the best way to tackle it. In terms of schools distancing themselves, I'm not aware that that's happening. I do believe that when an issue arises, it is properly investigated and reported to the police. But as with lots of these sorts of things, the evidence isn't always there staring people in the face, and whilst on one level we'd like it to be dealt with and we know it should be dealt with, if the evidence isn't really there and open, it's very difficult to take action.
So we've talked about raising awareness, we've talked about responding to reports or complaints about alleged drugs use or drug dealing, but on the MFR Facebook page, David Edis wants to know why sniffer dogs aren't taken into schools randomly without warning to spot check. And Sarah Curry agrees. She says she wants police patrolling schools and drugs raids as well. Kath, why isn't this being done?
Well, I think you'd have to ask Police Scotland about that, but personally, I would be very concerned about our schools becoming like a police state. We have to be realistic about this. As I said, there's a very encouraging downward trend in pupils self-reporting, experimenting with substances, and we don't want our schools to become like prisons. We want our young people to learn in a very positive environment.
So the big question, Kath, on the tip of everyone's tongue is just quite simply, is there a drugs problem in Highland schools?
Again, Police Scotland would have any detail of anything that they feel is actually criminal activity that they're aware of. I don't think it is a problem in Highland schools in that it's not something that's rife and is being dealt with all the time. I think that we would be aware if that was the case. I think it's unfortunate when incidents happen, and we absolutely understand parents' concern about this, and I would want to reassure people that we take this very seriously.